time now for the shoot-around, presented by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA. The shoot-around, presented by Goggin Cold Hall, is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, the U.S. Army, Rush Truck Centers, Bud Morris State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Sports Place. Now, here's the hoop junkies and hosts of the shoot-around, Coach Tom Hodges and Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're staying warm. It is the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall. Coach Tom Hodges, Greg Pogue here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. CJ Ecky is running things. Tom, it's cold. Basketball weather, isn't it?
It is basketball weather. Indoors. Outside of the Titans today, of course. But yeah, this is basketball season for sure. Man, do we have some great action to talk about and some great action to preview.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of it, right? About 3 or 4 weeks into conference play.
About
and that's the midway point. Mm-hmm. And starting to separate some things with that. U.S. Army Legend of the Week, Larry Joe Inman. I know you coached against him when you were the head coach at Morehead State, the all-time OVC women's basketball winningest coach. It's not even close. It's like 200 wins. He's in the 500 range. Of course, did it at MTSU, Eastern Kentucky, and then TSU, where the first time in 20 years he took that program to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, really from the doldrums.
Yeah.
Resurrected that program all the way to OVC championship status. Yeah, I got a chance to coach against Larry Joe when I was at Tennessee Tech and he was at Eastern Kentucky. And then of course, Morehead and TSU. So I can firmly qualify that I helped him reach all-time winningest OVC coach.
You contributed. You were a contributor.
I was a contributor.
When, you know, when they had the Hall of Fame, Tom Hodges, contributor.
I get an asterisk, man.
All right. All right. We'll do this. Let's hit it. CJ.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for the Starting Five.
Well, at high noon today on CBS, what has to be one of the regular season games of the season, Kentucky at Auburn. And that's just must view for me.
Absolutely. It's, I don't know if there's a more anticipated game that we've had since everything has started to put into place of what these teams are. You know, the projections now are kind of long in the rearview mirror. Now we kind of know what we're looking at as far as SEC race and national race. Auburn is certainly in the conversation as the overall one seed, right now ranked number two in America. But, man, this is going to be exciting. It's at Auburn, and, man, that place gets electric. I think Auburn gets at least a 5, maybe a even closer to 7 or 8 point bump from being at home. They're that much better at home. So, for these Kentucky Wildcats, the test will be real on the plains today.
By the way, for those at home, FanDuel Sportsbook, the promo code Greg P. Auburn is a 3.5 point favorite. Bruce, he did it at Tennessee, and then he ran afoul, and everybody likes to, or some people like to say, well, it was because he had a cookout. No, you don't get show causes for cookouts.
Got to tell the truth, man.
You can't tell other people to lie either.
Kids, you got to tell the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
The cover up obviously was what it was.
It's always worse than the crime, right?
But what he's done there is what he did at Tennessee.
Yeah. No, the guy can coach. The guy can coach. He can drum. He's as much P.T. Barnum as he is John Wooden. I mean, he's got that charisma that people gravitate to. Basketball has become important at Auburn. And think about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time. I mean, the Cliff Ellis days, really, since basketball was important at Auburn. And this team's good. They're really good. Jabari Smith, Green, Kessler. I mean, they are legit. They could make a run, legit run in the NCAA tournament.
I think number one in the NCAA net, yep. Right? But number two in the AP poll, and that is now more
you writers, you freaking sports writers. That you know, come on. They're number one in the country. They absolutely.
Well, somebody voted them ninth. I mean, you see that?
Exactly.
That's okay.
That's the point, right?
Okay, you coaches.
Yeah.
You don't lump me in, okay? Don't you coaches? But Auburn's never been number one in the country.
They had. Yeah. Okay, so I was going to ask you that because I remember around the turn of 2000. They had that really
with
good
Porter,
with Porter,
Chris Porter,
That was outstanding, mm-hmm. undersized postman that was mm-hmm. just outstanding. Had an amazing afro.
Right.
They never got to number one with that
no.
team. Wow.
No, never did.
Wow.
Never did.
This team right here, if they beat Kentucky, it's going to be really hard to argue that they're not the best team in the country playing the best basketball in the country.
Kentucky, John yeah. Calipari.
Yeah.
Usually the one and done's. He has hit the transfer portal, certainly getting Tshiebwe, is that right, Tshiebwe, from West Virginia, mm-hmm. The leading rebounder in the country, and
yeah.
looks like Adonis fell to earth. But he did it to Tshiebwe. He did it a different way, a little bit, isn't he, going out and getting the best players a different way?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if there's anybody, maybe Coach K, I don't know that has been able to navigate the changing waters of the NCAA better than John Calipari. First of all, the guy can out and out coach.
Well, can he coach? Because yes. I always hear the narrative, oh, he just rolls the balls out.
Yeah, absolutely. If you go back to his UMass days, he was obviously recruiting has been first and foremost on his list, but I dare say. Recruiting is first and foremost on all good coaches' list, right? I mean, you're a lot better coach with good players than you are with bad players. But the things that he was able to do at UMass and really upset the Temple apple cart in the Atlantic 10 back when UMass was a nothing and ascended them to elite status. He goes to Memphis when Memphis is kind of in a little bit of a valley. Takes him a while. You know, people forget it took them 4 or 5 years to really get going at Memphis. But once he did and started that recruiting pipeline, they were nationally renowned, and he's done the same thing at Kentucky. The dribble drive offense, he popularized. You know, he's the one that partnered up with Vance Wahlberg, and now you can't go into a gym in America and not see some dribble drive offensive concepts. Cal can flat out coach and he can flat out recruit. And when you merge those things together, it's like a Reese's peanut butter cup, man. It's undefeated.
And of course, in Kentucky, he's only won one national championship.
Only.
Yeah, only won one.
That's Kentucky. That's Kentucky. That's the gold standard.
But all right, this is a sidebar. The dribble drive, the main tenets of it, what is it?
Yeah, so dribble drive offense is all predicated on attacking help defense. So if I'm got the basketball, I'm going to drive it right at you, Greg, in hopes of your man now helping onto me so I can in turn pitch it to you and you can go create another mismatch. It's all about getting the ball to the middle of the floor, making two players guard one, kick out, and then re-engage. So there's been teams that have done that very successfully, but it's much akin to any popular thing in any sport. It is, you now see little pieces of it in every team in America. I had a high school game last night. You saw both teams with some dribble drive concepts. There'll be dribble drive concepts, you know, in random OVC games today. So it's one of those things that has permeated the sport, and Cal doesn't get a lot of the credit that maybe he deserves for that.
Wow. All right. Yeah, today at noon, it is Kentucky and Auburn. We'll talk about these a little bit later. Do want to mention Vanderbilt at Florida, also at noon on the SEC Network. Tennessee has LSU. LSU.
First of 50 there might win. Good grief.
Yeah, that's on ESPN at 5, and LSU with a 3-point loss to Alabama the other night.
It's a big win for Alabama.
So, anyway, and we'll go over the, you know, later on in the show, we're going to go over the schedule set up today. I do want to go back and visit one thing. Moorhead, 83. Belmont, 74. Jani Broome, the sophomore, 17 points, 18 rebounds. Belmont had no answer. Murray State, 6-0. Moorhead State, 5-0. But more, I think even more notable, that's the second conference loss for Belmont. And the first one was a 22-point home loss to Murray State.
Yeah, so if we rewind back this time last week, we were talking about Murray, Belmont, you know, Belmont almost unbeatable at the curb in OVC play. I think going into that game, they were 75-4 in OVC play at the curb. And Murray State not only comes in there, but if you would have said, and I said this Thursday with John Burton, if you would have rolled out stats, blind stats, and said one team's going to go 14-25 from the three and another team's going to go 5-23 from the three, you would automatically say Belmont had hit 14. But Murray comes in there and shoots over 50% from the arc. And Mr. Hill hits 8 himself. Hits, I believe, 6 in the first half. So he outscored the whole Belmont team from the arc. It was one of the more unbelievable performances. This Murray State team, you want to talk about bracket buster? Better watch out for that bunch.
Yeah, in Moorhead State, too.
Oh, absolutely. This is a three-team triad in the OVC that on any given night, and the thing I like about all three of these teams is when you look at their net, they've all played quad one guys. Now, they hadn't had a ton of success, but they've all played quad one guys. Like, Moorhead's played 4 quad one games. Belmont's played 3. Murray's played 3. I mean, they're
all on the road.
All on the road. Yeah. They're used to that. That's going to be an interesting storyline. Could this be a two-team league? It could be if everything lines up, as long as there's not a stray loss in there that's a quad four loss, right?
Right. Well, and you look at it, I was talking to Penny Collins yesterday. I've got the game this afternoon, 3:00, Austin Peay at TSU, and I'm sure we're going to pull a lot of viewers away from the Titans game. But he's tied for 4th.
Yeah.
But the three in front of him are Belmont, Murray, and Moorhead State.
Yeah.
You know, and those are all three quality programs. I mean, quality teams this year.
Top
quality programs, obviously.
I mean, Moorhead sitting at a 108 net. Yeah. When's the last time the OVC's had three in the top 100 in the RPI, now the net? It's been a while. And they're legit. They are legit with legit players and legit coaches.
It's the Shoot-Around presented by Goggin Cold Hall right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Have the wheels come off for Coach Penny Hardaway in Memphis. The Tigers begin the season ranked number 12 in the AP poll, rose to number 9 after a 4-0 start, but since beating Virginia Tech on November 24th to go 5-0, they're 4-8 since. And a confrontation between Penny and the media after they lost at home against SMU. A lot of F-bombs in there. It seems to be unraveling in his 4th year.
Yeah. It's one of those things that every coach in his spot, and the way he constructed that roster, you were set up for some frustrating times, right? I mean, he's got Imani Bates is 17 years old. The kid should be a senior in high school right now. And he's got a
but
team.
But that's on Penny.
Absolutely. So that's my whole point. He constructed this team almost to set up for this type of frustration. Now, every coach in America has had those times when you go into the media room and you get some of those questions, and you want to say what Penny said, but you don't. You don't say that, right?
Yeah.
Now, as a writer, I'll ask you, as a writer, do you know those? I mean, do you know that and kind of needle that, or is that a true a true, honest question.
You as a writer, and I've done it, you know the hot button.
There you
and
go,
a
hot
lot
button.
Of, and you usually try to stay away from it, but in Memphis, you know, now the Grizzlies have taken, you know, what they're doing.
Yeah.
But still, Memphis Tigers basketball is it, okay?
It is.
And the commercial appeal people, Jeff Calkins, their lead columnist, I don't think they're vultures, but I think there's some very serious questions to be asked when your team is 4-8 in your last 12 games. Hey, man, I don't care. You know, you've got some players hurt. Guess what? You got COVID. Guess what? You're young. Guess what? This is your team.
Yeah.
And you're 4-8 in your last 12. Yeah. I don't know how you can sugarcoat that.
And to add another layer to that, Penny touted this team preseason as a national title contender. Right. So he put a lot of expectations out there. And on paper, he ain't wrong. He's not wrong. He won the NIT last year and gets, top six back. He adds 2 5-star guys. Everything on paper looked like it was the Memphis Tigers' year. They start the year ranked 12th in the country. And that old adage, you win in the locker room first. You got it, and it's something has gone askew. You know, the story came out about Rasheed Wallace, you know, no longer being a day-to-day member of their staff. He's acting as a consultant now. Who knows what happened there? They're calling it health and safety protocols. There's some weird stuff goes on. So the question is, with Penny being Penny, if it was anybody else other than Penny, they'd be gone by now, right? Yeah. They'd be gone.
Yeah.
So how long is the leash in Memphis for him?
Well, I think quite long, probably.
Yeah. And in my basketball heart, growing up and, you know, growing up when he was coming through, man, I idolize that guy. So I'm pulling for him. I think he can coach. But that melding together of personalities and talent, somebody somewhere, and you would hope to Larry Brown, who he brought in, mm-hmm. would have helped with that, but something has gone askew in Memphis.
Yeah, you don't lose at home to SMU.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
if you're Memphis.
Yeah, you're not 9-8 with that team.
Yeah, no. All right, we'll take a break. Okay, coming up, it will be the two-man weave,
the slowest fast break in radio.
Turn the corner in 2022 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus, plus 401k, paid vacation and holidays, insurance, and weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. A new beginning awaits in 2022 at Goggin Cold Haul. Online at goggincold.com. Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Budmore State Farm Insurance in Murfreesboro can take care of all your insurance needs, whether it be plans for auto, home, property, life, health, or rental, or bundling any or all of those into one plan, plus offering banking products and annuities as well. Let the staff at Budmore State Farm Insurance find the best plan suited for your specific needs. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give Bud and that staff a call at 615-893-1417 or visit online budmorris.biz.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit Freeman Webb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
When it comes to trucking, no one offers you more than Rush Truck Centers in Nashville. They carry the most respected brand on the road, Peterbilt. And Rush Truck Centers is your one-stop shop for sales, parts, service, and collision repair. With a team of highly skilled, factory-trained, ASE-certified technicians with plenty of bays to serve you, Rush Truck Centers Nashville also has collision center experts with training and tools to tackle anything from a scratch or dent to complete body rebuild. Call 615-220-7600 or find them at 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. That's 615-220-7600 or 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. Visit their location today. Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit SamsSportsGrill.com. Grizz Nation, let's get in dark mode. Catch your next gen Grizz Friday the 28th at 7 p.m. as they face the Utah Jazz. Come see a rematch of last year's playoffs as the guys gear up for All-Star Weekend. Get hyped, get ready to get down to FedEx Forum and secure your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or visit Grizzlies.com and catch every game right here on your home for the Memphis Grizzlies, Nashville Sports Radio.
It is the Shoot Around presented by Goggin at Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Speaking of the Grizzlies, we just heard that promo. They've got the Mavericks on the road tomorrow night. Mavericks came in, a week ago Friday, I think, and beat them.
Yeah.
But they
snapped
went
the streak.
Mm-hmm, but the Grizzlies go into Denver last night and win 122-18. Grizzlies are fun.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They really are. You know, they had the Milwaukee Bucks on the ropes back on Wednesday, and with a really shorthanded roster without Dylan Brooks, and you know, they got another huge game by Ja and Jaren Jackson with his best game since coming back. So yeah, these Grizzlies are for real. They are if they're on, they are well worth watching. And if you're in the car, tune into WNSR.
There you go. It'll be tomorrow night with the Mavericks at home. They win in the Denver last night. And I will give you the exact time in 3, 2, 1 as he scrolls through. It'll be 6 o'clock tomorrow night here on National Sports Radio in Dallas, 6:30, the tip-off. Dwight Howard last night passed Nate Thurman for 10th place among all-time rebounding leaders. He's only real close to Kevin Garnett. Dwight Howard, 18 seasons. A lot of, you know, a lot of what I think about him now, it's almost, I don't want to say tarnished, but the longer you hang on, obviously your skills diminish. The Lakers bring him in. But 18 years, Dwight Howard has been at the top of the game.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about it. My first utterance of Dwight Howard, I was working at Tennessee Tech at the time, and we had another assistant coach that went recruiting. And she was at North Gwinnett High School and came back, and she said, "I saw a guy that I think our men's team should really look at. I think he's got a chance that I think he could play in the OVC." And Jeff Lebo was the mm-hmm. head coach on the men's side at the time. So, you know, we were talking after practice and said, "Hey, you know, Amy said she had a player or prospect for him." So she goes and lays it out. The guy's long. He's athletic, 6'10", plays above the rim. You know, he runs well. Yeah, it was Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Who ended up being drafted.
Yeah, one year later in the NBA.
NBA.
He could play at Tech.
He would have done all right. But Dwight Howard, when he first came in the league playing for the Magic, man, I mean, he took those Van Gundy Magic teams, they made one NBA Finals. And played the five primarily in that pick and roll offense of Stan Van Gundy's.
Yeah, 2009.
Yeah, and really, that was one of those innovative turning points for the league, because that's when the league started to become positionless, and he became the prototype of the big man, the more athletic, face up. You know, not so much back to the basket type. So
6'10", also, you know, instead of that 7'7", 1", true five.
Yeah,
right?
True five, plodding.
Yeah,
you know, can't score outside of 10 foot. He is defensively. He's remade himself into a defender and a rebounder, and found a nice little niche here to be now counted among the elite of the elite on that rebounding list.
Number one, Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Almost
24,000 rebounds.
That's
a lot. That's a lot of boards.
I could be real bad right now. 20,000?
Yeah, just keep it moving.
Just keep it moving.
Wilt, I didn't know where you were going until I saw that little gleam in your eye.
You little.
This is Saturday morning.
It is.
Saturday morning
PG,
radio.
PG rated.
That's right.
You know, and Wilt was known for 20,000 rebounds.
Rebounds.
Yes, thank you. which always, do the math on that, by the way. Bill Russell, Kareem, the Big E, Elvin Hayes, one of the most, I think, underappreciated players of all time, Elvin Hayes.
Yep.
Moses Malone. Moses. Tim Duncan, Karl Malone, Robert Parrish, Kevin Garnett. And then Dwight Howard, top 10 all-time rebounders.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame?
For Dwight Howard?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No. No. Not dynamic enough offensively. If you totaled up his career winning percentage, I don't think we'd be impressed.
It's not the Hall of the Very Good.
Yeah. I mean, he's been solid. And 18 years, that's more of a longevity. So if you line somebody up and you say, who's a better rebounder, Dwight Howard or Dennis Rodman?
I would say Dennis Rodman.
Well, and Dennis Rodman sits at number 23
but
on this list.
You set me up for that answer, right?
Yeah. Dwight Howard or Charles Barkley?
Yeah.
Yeah, Barkley sits at number 19 on this list. Yeah. So for it's a tribute to his longevity. Shaq is number 15. Hats off to Dwight Howard. You don't back into 14,000 rebounds. Not in that league.
No. Anyway. All right. We'll take a break. Coming up after it, our U.S. Army Legend of the Week. And this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
Yeah, the all-time winningest goal. Oh, that's right. Thank you, CJ. CJ, you can just throw something at me. You know what? I was going to the break, but we do have.
Oh,
you know,
man!
You know.
Oh.
Oh. If I would have
hoping.
If I would have
was hoping.
If I would have blown by this.
Oh, this would have been so good.
Ray would have been home crying. We've got Larry Joe Inman coming up next. But hey, Ray.
What do you say
about the NBA?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for Hey Ray, what do you say about the NBA?
Let's go.
Oh, as the Lakers turn, they have nothing but served up a heaping spoonful of drama heading into the second half of the season. With the glimmer of hope is that Anthony Davis will return and make things all better. But after Westbrook's benching, he scuffed at being called the Lakers' point guard and reportedly left the arena before his teammates were done showering. Now, if Vogel needs to win to save his job, he's going to disregard politics and play players he thinks is going to win. That means that Westbrook will need to earn the minutes that were once given for him. If he isn't any better, the Lakers are going to treat him like the player he is now rather than the one he's been for most of his career. But who does the front office bring in? And what would that new coach tell him to make it work? Tune in next week to find out. And then the week after, and the week after that.
Budmore State Farm Insurance in Murfreesboro can take care of all your insurance needs, whether it be plans for auto, home, property, life, health, or rental, or bundling any or all of those into one plan, plus offering banking products and annuities as well. Let the staff at Budmore State Farm Insurance find the best plan suited for your specific needs. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give Bud and that staff a call at 615-893-1417 or visit online budmorris.biz. If you're a diesel technician looking to work for the best, with the best, on the best, contact Rush Truck Centers in Nashville. Call 615-220-7600 or find them at 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. They offer competitive compensation, exceptional benefits, tool certificate programs and assistance, ongoing training and ASE certification, and a state-of-the-art climate-controlled work environment. Rush Truck Centers is a leader in the industry looking for motivated, experienced individuals. If you're ready to make a change, call 615-220-7600 or head to 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. That's 615-220-7600. 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. Rush Trucking Centers in Nashville. Apply today.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. There's strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit freemanweb.com. That's freemanweb.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante.
Turn the corner in 2022 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Plus, 401k, paid vacation and holidays, insurance, and weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. A new beginning awaits in 2022 at Goggin Cold Haul. Online at goggincold.com. Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Poe.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings at 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man weed.
The slowest fast-breaking radio.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Rush Truck Centers, the U.S. Army, Bud Moore, State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Sports Play.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
It is the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Haul, coldest team in town. Coach Tom Hodges, Greg Hogan, CJ Akey in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Our U.S. Army Legend of the Week is a basketball coach. All right, that's what I'm going to call him. He's a basketball coach, the all-time winningest women's basketball coach in OVC history. 545 wins, that's like 200 more than I think Kevin McMillan, maybe in second place, and just a good guy. And when I was the TSU play-by-play announcer. Well, I still am, but Larry was the coach. Just such he was such a kind man and treated me so professionally and so well. Larry Joe Inman. Larry, good morning.
Greg, how you doing, fellas? It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. Say hello to Coach Tom Hodges.
Morning, Coach.
I got to speak to Hodges?
Yeah.
No, Coach. It's great to talk to you, Coach Hodges.
Great to have you on, Coach. Thanks for carving out some time for us.
You know, and he said he contributed to that victory total of yours.
There is no doubt.
Yeah, he may a little, but he didn't much because he was a very tough opponent, I'll just tell you.
Still trying to get the ball up the court against Coach Inman's press. We might have just turned it over before the break. My goodness. Give me nightmares when Greg told me we were having you on.
We had fun, though, didn't we, Coach? Oh,
we had too much fun. Too much fun, and they paid us for it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
How you doing, man? Everything good?
Yeah, I went through some health problems a little bit. In April, I had to have back surgery, so I've been kind of recovering from that. I went in walking, came out, and couldn't stand up. So that was a drastic change, and I've been rehabbing ever since. And I rehab now every day, you know, just to try to get myself back to some normalcy.
Well, yeah, that would be out there coaching, right? Do you miss that part of it? I mean, obviously.
Oh,
I mean,
Greg, you just don't know how bad I miss the kids. And I know Coach Hodges knows what I'm saying. When you're away from them, you just miss them so much. They're such a part of your life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, Coach, in preparation for this, you know, when I always thought about you and I always was ever impressed by your resume and really how you got going. You're a coach's coach all the way back to junior high school to college. Just talk about that transition. I'm a firm believer that the best coaching is done in the junior high and high school ranks.
To me, it's a preparation for where you're trying to go to with the game, you know. And the kids, you know, I love my kids in junior high, and we had the same emphasis in junior high as we had in major college. It was just, you know, they were people that were working ahead of, something that they want to accomplish. And there's a lot of sacrifices regardless of what level you're coaching. And you're trying to teach your kids how to sacrifice for each other and to bring everything to fruition in championships. And so, for me, I prepared myself for every level, and every level prepared me for the next level. And so, it was just a great transition for me. It was exciting because it was different. And, you know, I have to say I was very fortunate, very lucky. We were successful at every level. And won championships and just had great, great, wonderful kids that sacrificed for each other for the common goal of winning a championship. And you know what that's like, Coach.
Yep. It's not easy. You don't just roll out of bed and they hand you a trophy.
No, absolutely not. But it's so much fun, isn't it? The whole thing is, and Greg, you know this, the whole fun is accomplishing it and getting there and doing it together and seeing the sacrifices. And the positive feeling you get from the sacrifices that were made just to get there. You know, we won an overseas championship, Tom, in 2015. But you'd have thought we won a national championship. You know, the kids
Absolutely.
Were so excited. It was so exhilarating because they had sacrificed so much to try to get there. So, it's just, I love coaching. I'd go back today if the job was right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well,
still love it.
Talk about making that step. You're head coach at Mount Juliet High School. Then you become the head coach at MTSU in 78. Six regular season titles, four OVC tournaments in 8 years, four straight years in the NCAA tournament, three times OVC Coach of the Year. And that was just – I'm just talking about the MTSU years now.
Those were the good old days, Greg.
Yeah, well, and you had some good old days at Eastern Kentucky, too. We'll get to that, although I'm a Western Kentucky guy. But –
Well, we don't hold that against you, Greg. We can overcome that, I think, in this interview.
Just making that transition from high school directly to college and then having so much success so quickly.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like when I walked in that gym and looked around, it's kind of like Hoosiers, you know? I'm thinking, I finally arrived. It's great. It's an awesome thing to accomplish that and get there. But I hadn't played my first game yet. Then I thought, man, have I made the right decision? This is tough. It's going to be tough. And so, you know, I contemplated always when you move one area to the next, did I make the right decision? Can I help these kids like I help my other kids? And it wasn't long, but everything, you know, you put your system in place and you put the people in the right places, and then it all of a sudden it takes off. And with experience, with time, you know, you finally get to where you want to go with it.
And then at Eastern Kentucky, pretty much the same way. You took over a program that was nowhere, and then you win the OVC championship 5 times and the NCAA tournament twice. And just the run you had there, you know, and I was up there, I don't know when it was, several years ago, and there's a mural around the court, and there's a picture of Larry, and I had a picture made, and I took my selfie in front of you, Larry, with your big mural there. on either one of us, but
you know what? I was up there for about 20 years. Did you know that?
Yeah.
But I'll just tell you, it was a great place to coach. It was a great atmosphere. It was something, like you said, that, you know, the great thing for me, and you know where my records go. You know, the thing about it is, everywhere I've been, they were not real successful. My thing, my driving point, was to teach those kids how to finally be successful in the things that they miss and the happiness that they miss not accomplishing the things they were capable of accomplishing. And that's always kind of been my MO. I'm driven to that. You know what I mean? To help them do something they've never done.
Well,
and for them to share the happiness they shared, you know? It was unbelievable. And Eastern was just another place that they opened their arms. They welcomed me and my family in. And my wife was there. And we had a great time. I mean, met a lot of great people. And, you know, like you said, we had a lot of success. But a lot of that success was because we had great kids. I'll tell you this story real quick. We had a little get-together, I don't know, probably a couple of months ago, up in Lexington, Kentucky, with some of my alumni kids that played for me that were great players. And we just had a great time. You know, Greg, it was like we never left. That's the closeness that we had as a team. It's kind of like a family reunion. Everybody gets back together. Of course, we did have good food, so that did help. You know? But it was fun. It was a great time. The kids were excited about being there. And there's so many wonderful stories that were told. A lot of them I didn't even know about. How's that? I found out some good things, and I found out some bad things, you know. But it was fun. It was so much fun to see them and see their appreciation that they had for being together and just – it's like we had never left, but wonderful people. I mean, I have so many stories I could tell you about my kids through the years that were just wonderful people.
Well, there's stories on the other side of those kids. I can assure you, it might have been a real happy place for you, Coach, but I don't think as a young coach I ever got my rear end chewed out more than at Eastern Kentucky when Bill Worrell would look at me like I was supposed to bring the ball up the floor against that press of yours. And my goodness, your teams were known for just an aggressive, really tenacious style. Talk a little bit about how you developed in that. I mean, because that was the hallmark of your Eastern Kentucky teams, your TSU teams. I was fortunate enough to play against both of them. And you knew when you played a Larry Joe Emmon team, you were going to get guarded about the first step off the bus.
Well, you know, the thing about it is I felt like that's the way the game was supposed to be played. And you had so many square feet you had to play in, and if you didn't utilize that space, you were wasting your time. So, you know, like you said, when you got off the bus, we're going to be in your face and trying to play. But, you know, the thing about it was I just felt like you got to play aggressive, and that's the way we taught it. And, yeah, you may foul sometimes, but we're going to take our lumps. We're going to develop our depth where it's not going to matter. And that's what we did, and we were lucky. When you first started, we weren't so lucky. We were getting beat, but I just knew where I'd been before, that once we developed the system, we could change the defense to do what we need to do, that it would prove or turn into fruition for our team. And our kids, we sold it, they bought into it, and then they applied it. And kind of like you said, the rest is history. And, you know, we always liked that. A lot of people thought we taught them to play dirty, but we didn't teach them to play dirty. We taught them to play aggressive. And we made value, but we didn't worry about it.
Okay? Oh, I know. I know you didn't worry about it. And, you know, and of course, we'd be on the opposite sideline just, you know, good gracious. That's attempted assault on the mean streets of Cookeville. And Larry Joe's got his arm around, you know, the OVC's finest officials of the day, and they're just telling jokes and, you know, telling down home stories on the other end. My goodness, that was me the good old days.
We were having fun though, Tom.
We can say it's fun now.
Yeah,
I don't know in real time. I would yeah, have, but man, your teams are good, Coach. I say that with all reverence.
Did a great job too. You have wonderful kids and. You know what it's like in coaching. Every coach has great kids, and a lot of them will buy into what they're trying to sell. Some of them won't buy. So the bottom line is, you know, you had great kids, great teams, and what a, you know, when you played a Tom Hodges team, you knew you was in trouble because you guys really played hard and very good. Actually, you had more offenses than three teams had, you know?
we're
trying to break your press, maybe, right?
Yeah, right.
Hey, Larry Joe Emeny is our U.S. Army Legend of the Week, the all-time winningest women's basketball coach in OVC history. What you did at TSU, for the first time in 20 years, taking that program to the NCAA tournament, like Teresa had done it, Teresa Phillips had done it in the mid-'90s. You did it as well. There, in a lot of ways, was that some validation? Like you needed it, right? But there, here you are. You've taken a third OVC team to the NCAA tournament.
You know what it is, Greg? It's just a way of life, and that's what you try to teach and preach and live. And you know, I tell you what, I had some wonderful kids there too, as well. They bought into what we were doing. It took us a little while to get it in place, but. It was a great experience, and let me tell you something. I don't think I've ever had a team that felt the exhilaration that they felt when we won that OVC championship. We talked about it. We preached it. We tried to execute the things, and finally it came, and we won. We beat a great UT Martin team down there that I didn't think we had a Chinaman's chance of winning, but our kids pulled together and put it all together. And I've just never seen kids that were so exhilarated at winning because, you know what, like you said, it had been 20 years since they won a championship. So they were a part of history. They were a part of changing history in a very positive way. And, you know, it's just, I was so, it may be the probably most gratifying championship I'd ever won.
Wow.
Was at TSU, you know?
Larry, we could sit here all day and talk, man. Yeah. We've just blew through like 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, thank you, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for making me inclusive. Thank you.
All right. Hey, we'll come see you over there in Mount Juliet, okay?
All right, man. Come see us.
All right.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
A basketball coach's coach.
He really is. I mean, truly – and I'm fortunate enough to have been so closely associated with Rick Ensel, who he was coming up when Larry Joe was established at Mount Juliet. So you get to hear some of those stories, and really one of the cornerstones of high school basketball in the state of Tennessee. I don't think he gets enough credit for his foundation of how making high school girls basketball important, really, before it was fashionable.
Well, back then it was 3-on-3,
right,
half court.
But,
right,
man, he had some good players come. Susie Gardner, mm-hmm. You know, they had some great players come through Mount Juliet before his time at Middle.
Yeah. 545 wins, the all-time OVC winning.
They did. Now, he told it right. They fouled the heck out of you. And he can say, and he's right. They fouled the heck out of you, and referees just got tired of calling it.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you looked at yourself and you looked at your kids, and we had to go to the triage unit.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back and wrap it up in a few.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
Budmore State Farm Insurance in Murfreesboro can take care of all your insurance needs, whether it be plans for auto, home, property, life, health, or rental, or bundling any or all of those into one plan, plus offering banking products and annuities as well. Let the staff at Budmore State Farm Insurance find the best plan suited for your specific needs. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give Bud and that staff a call at 615-893-1417 or visit online budmorris.biz.
Whether you need a quick lube or full preventive maintenance, there's no place like Rush Truck Centers in Nashville. Rush Truck Centers offers three inspection packages for all makes and models with Express PM. What are you and your truck waiting for? Schedule an appointment with the best, or they can dispatch a mobile service unit when and where you need them. Call 615-220-7600 or find them at 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. That's 615-220-7600 or 900 Expo Drive in Smyrna. Rush Trucking Centers in Nashville. Visit their location today.
Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit freemanweb.com. That's freemanweb.com.
Turn the corner in 2022 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus, plus 401k, paid vacation and holidays, insurance, and weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. A new beginning awaits in 2022 at Goggin Cold Haul. Online at goggincold.com. Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Terry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The Shoot Around, presented by Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town. Well, we talked earlier about the games today. Kentucky-Auburn at noon on CBS. Vandy-Florida, SEC Network, also at noon. And LSU, number 13 against number 24, UT. It's at 5 o'clock on ESPN. And would you say the first of 50 wins on that one?
Yeah, I mean, this is you talk about defense being front and center. I was just looking at their defense overall. LSU's number one, I don't know in the country, but they're number one in the SEC at points per possession, percent score. I mean, they defensively are elite, and they have to be to score because, as we saw against Alabama, if they get in the quarter court, they have a really difficult time scoring in half-court offense. Tennessee, much the same as was played out in Baton Rouge, what, 2 weeks ago when they played, and LSU really controlled that game for the vast majority of the minutes played. So this is a big game for Tennessee. Really big game for Tennessee. This is a game where if they want to stay in the top 25, they've got to get this game. And offensively, they've got to show some sort of continuity and some sort of offensive flow that would at least give you a little confidence in what they're doing.
Well, and it's Plavich. Fulkerson goes to the bench, probably going to remain there.
Yep.
And then Kennedy Chandler, but Zakai Ziegler.
Ziegler.
Without those two, they don't beat Vandy necessarily.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. And it'll be interesting because this game is probably more suited to Fulkerson because as athletic as LSU is, you know, this is going to be an up-and-down affair, which is not necessarily Juroš Plavich. You know, M.O., he's a 7-foot plodding center. So it's going to be interesting. Olivier Kumwa could be really, really big in this matchup. Big game. Big game Kentucky-Auburn. Big game Tennessee-LSU.
Titans play today too, by the way.
Titans by 1 million. Hashtag tighten up, CJ.
Lord have mercy.
All right, the shoot around. I want to thank Larry Joe Inman. Thank you for listening. Grizzlies basketball tomorrow night in Dallas. Catch that right here. Hey, everybody, stay warm. Have a good day.